Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu and Agent Daryl. We're here at the Niagara Falls Comic Con. Very honored here to be meeting the legendary Jerry Conway. Nice to meet you, sir.
Hi, nice to meet you guys.
So on a personal note, if not for you, I might not be reading comics today.
I'm so sorry.
When I was 5 and getting into reading, my parents bought me my first comic. It was the Spider-Man where Harry Osborn first became the Green Goblin.
Oh, wow.
So a lifetime fan here. First of all, you recently came back to write some Spider-Man stuff, the Spiral series. What was it like coming back to the character?
It was a lot of fun. It was. I wasn't sure whether I'd be able to get the voice back in my head, you know, Peter Parker's voice, but sort of jumped right back, and it's like revisiting a familiar friend.
Nice, and I got to laugh at your sign here. In quotations, you have the man who killed Gwen Stacy. I got to ask, what did management think of that back in the day when you wrote that?
Well, it wasn't a surprise to anybody. We had all discussed it. We wanted to do a dramatic story. John Romita came up with the notion of killing off one of the main characters. He wanted to kill off Aunt May.
Oh, wow.
I thought that was actually not a good idea, that Aunt May was much more structurally important in the series. So my personal vote was for killing off Gwen because I wanted to write Mary Jane as Peter's love interest. But everybody was on board, not a problem. Who knew?
And I mean, it's still important to the character today. Like, it was even mentioned in the movie last night.
That's right.
What was your take? What was your thought on the Hollywood take of the death of Gwen Stacy?
I thought that the actual execution of it, so to speak, you know, was very well done.
There was a bit of a fake out there. They were on the bridge.
Yeah.
And you were thinking that was going to happen, and then it happened later on.
They played it pretty well. I mean, given the constraints of what they had to work with, I think they did a really good job.
Cool. And I was also a big fan of your Justice League series, which I think you were on for 8 years?
Almost 10.
Almost 10, okay. I really wanted to ask you about the Justice League Detroit. At the time, really ballsy move. But even as a kid, I thought that was amazing.
Oh, well, it was actually probably less dramatic than you might think, because it was patterned after the early turn in the Avengers from a team that was dominated by Thor, Hulk, before Captain America even became involved. Thor, Hulk, Iron Man, and Ant-Man, they split it off and became a team dominated by Captain America with Hawkeye, Black Widow, Hawkeye, Scarlet Witch, and Quicksilver.
Okay.
So they had already done this before successfully, so I was trying to pattern it after that.
Okay. Well, it was really well done, and some of the characters still being used to this day, actually.
I know. We see Vibe on every week on The Flash. So it's kind
of, who knew?
Yeah.
And I got to ask, another favorite comic I loved reading as a kid was the Superman versus Spider-Man. How did that come about, and what was it like getting two of the biggest characters around together?
Well, it was a thrill, obviously. It came about because there was a fellow named David Oakes, who is a high-powered New York literary agent, who had approached Stan Lee to represent Stan on some book projects, and in the course of talking with him, said, why has Marvel and DC never done a crossover book? And Stan said, well, you know, it's impossible. We don't talk to each other. There's no way it would ever happen. And David took it on himself to make it happen. So that's how it happened.
Oh, great. I mean, I just showed it to my 10-year-old daughter, who loved it. She was 8 when she read it, and to this day it holds up.
It's an easy book to get into because it doesn't really require prior knowledge of the other the characters in the story base.
Two of the most iconic heroes in the last 100 years.
Well, I just wanted to say thank you for taking the time to talk to us. It was an honor meeting you. Thanks for getting me into comics all those years ago.
Glad that it turned out well for you.
Oh, thanks. And I hope you enjoy the rest of the con and have a great weekend.
So far, so good. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.